Lourdes and Fatima are two of the greatest Marian apparitions in the history of the Catholic Church. And we see tremendous wisdom and direction about how we're supposed to live our lives in charity as victims of reparation who are concerned about the salvation of other people, and as well the call to offer reparation to God. And where does the role of Mary Co-Redemptrix fit into these profound monumental apparitions? Welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we're exploring the history, in fact, historical high points of Our Lady's role as the co-redemptrix of the human race with and under Jesus Christ, the divine redeemer of the human race. Through this series, we've been following the outline present in this book, With Jesus, the story of Mary Co-Redemptrix, which is a synthesis of Our Lady's role in history as a unique associate with Jesus in the work of redemption. That, again, is what the word co-redemptrix means, that Mary uniquely shares with Jesus in the salvation of souls. And we're now discussing how is this manifest in various private revelations, approved by the Catholic Church as worthy of belief. We talked about Mary's role as co-redemptrix in the miraculous medal, where on both the front and the back images of the visions that Our Lady gave to St. Catherine Labouré, you have Mary crushing the head of the serpent, her role as co-redemptrix as prophesied in Genesis 3:15. As well, you have the M connected to the cross on the back, which is a reference to Our Lady at the foot of the cross, and again, her role as co-redemptrix. But we're going to see at Lourdes and Fatima, it's an invitation for us to share in the work of redemption. In 1858, our Blessed Mother appears to St. Bernadette Soubirous at the tender age of 14 during a process of apparitions from February 11th to July 16th. What's the fundamental message of Lourdes? The message of Lourdes is a call to offer prayer and reparation to God and for the conversion of sinners. And so reparation to God is this act, this privilege we have to be able to actually console the heart of God by our sacrifices, our penances, our prayers. Think of it as a child in the family who brings love to a mother after other children in the family have offended that mother, and that mother being innocent and worthy of no such offense. Well, that's our invitation as well. We're called to console the heart of God, and as we'll see especially in Fatima, to console the heart of Mary for the offenses offered by many in the human family. So at Lourdes, there's a call of reparation to God, but also a call to do penance and prayer for the conversion of sinners. Now, keep in mind, my friends, that this is a scriptural call as well. Colossians 1:24 calls us to, quote, make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. That doesn't mean that St. Paul's calling us to get on the cross and to merit graces of redemption as only Jesus could. But it does call us to participate in the mysterious release of those graces, that by our prayers and our sufferings, we can have a role, a true, vital role, in the conversion and ultimately the salvation of others. Well, at Lourdes, our Blessed Mother calls us, through Bernadette, to offer prayers and penance for the conversion of sinners. That, my friends, is co-redemption. That is where the church, the people of God, are called to participate by, again, their prayers and their sacrifices. And at Lourdes, by praying the rosary through the example of Our Lady. Our Lady never calls specifically for the rosary at Lourdes, but by her example and the example of Bernadette, it is a call to be praying the rosary, because Our Lady indeed has the beads going through her fingers. So we are called to really be concerned and involved to participate and cooperate in the salvation of other people. That is co-redemption. And we do so by, again, participating in the mysterious release of the graces already merited by Jesus, the new Adam, and secondly, by Mary, the new Eve. So at Lourdes, Bernadette several times said, penance, penance, penance. We must pray to God in delivering the message of the Immaculate Conception. We must pray to God and we must offer many sacrifices. We must offer reparation again for the atonement of sins to God. And we must pray for the conversion of sinners. And we know that now Lourdes is a place of great healing, but the healing always comes at a price. It's the price of Jesus and his precious blood on the cross. It can be the price of our prayers, which also will lead people to go to places like Lourdes and to experience the powerful intercession of Our Lady. And ultimately, it's a release of grace. That's what brings healing, and most of all, spiritual healing, the healing of conversion. Well, from Lourdes in 1858, we continue, and Our Lady continues, this call of co-redemption, that we're called to pray and sacrifice and offer sacrifices for the salvation of others in a formidable, monumental way at Fatima. 1917, three children, Francisco, Jacinto, and the oldest, Lucia, receive the renowned message from Our Lady of the Rosary. Well, so essential in the call of Lourdes is the invitation to, and these are the words of Our Lady, to make of everything you can a sacrifice, offering it for the salvation of souls. The entire message of Fatima is an ongoing message of co-redemption, that we, as members of the mystical body, are called to, number one, pray daily the prayers of the Rosary, number two, to offer sacrifices, to three, make of everything we can a sacrifice, number four, to offer the first Saturdays of reparation, that on the first Saturday of five consecutive Saturdays that of each month, that we would confess, receive Holy Communion, pray five decades of the Rosary, and keep Our Lady company for 15 minutes while meditating on any of the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, all with the intention of making reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we're talking again about God calling man to cooperate in the salvation of other people. That's our dignity. As St. Thomas said, it's something the angels envy about man. We can suffer and offer our suffering for the salvation of someone else. And of course, it always starts with us. We have to start in grace, and then we can participate in the life of Jesus, who is the Redeemer of all humanity. So the reference of co-redemptrix, specific to Our Lady in Fatima, is also very profound, because our Blessed Mother appears on October 13, 1917, in that final apparition of the solar miracle, as Our Lady of Sorrows. She appears as the co-redemptrix at Fatima. What does that tell us? That tells us that she's trying to tell the world, this is my role. And secondly, I want you to recognize my role. And thirdly, I want you to participate, insofar as you can, in the work of co-redemption. Yes, Jesus does it first. Mary participates in what Jesus does as the co-redemptrix in the historical obtaining, accomplishment of graces for humanity. But we are called to participate in its release. And that's the call of Mary co-redemptrix, and that's the call of Fatima for you and me. So, Lourdes and Fatima, an invitation for you and me to take seriously that we can have a true effect on the salvation of others, and heaven wants us to accept that challenge. And that's why, based on Mary co-redemptrix, we are also called to be co-redeemers in Jesus Christ. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. Thanks for being with us. God bless.